All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Thursday, October 1st. Yesterday, the Senate did pass a continuing resolution. Donald Trump did sign it to fund the government through December 11th, but that's probably not what you're most interested in. You're interested in stimulus. And yesterday, as I told you, Pelosi and Mnuchin failed to come to an agreement in their 90-minute meeting yesterday. Pelosi said afterwards that the House would proceed to vote on the updated HEROES Act. However, she then changed course and decided to postpone that vote until at least today to allow for another shot at stimulus negotiations with the Secretary of the Treasury. Speaking of whom, Mnuchin was on Fox Business last night talking to Lou Dobbs. Mnuchin said that he and Pelosi are going to speak again today. He said there's no way that Republicans would agree to a $2.2 trillion deal. He also said the disagreement with Pelosi is not only about the top line for the bill, but also the details of what the money would be used for. Mnuchin said that President Trump himself instructed Mnuchin to go up from the initial $1 trillion proposal they were working on. And if you haven't noticed by now, Trump doesn't really care about the details. He just wants to be able to say he got a deal done and sent money out to the people with the election in mind that is currently 33 days away with millions of Americans casting their ballots before then. Roll Call has some anonymous source who told them that Mnuchin's offer was $1.62 trillion. I put together this chart here. This is very rough. Don't take this as gospel. Just according to Roll Call, and I'm cherry picking here, $250 billion for state and local government, $400 per week for supercharged unemployment, the FPUC, retroactive to September 12th and lasting through January 1st, $175 billion for healthcare, and he did confirm that a second round of stimulus checks would be in there and that Democrats and Republicans are on the same page there. That's not really news. He's been saying that for weeks. Stimulus checks are not where the fight is right now. It's the package as a whole, as has been the case for months now. So you can see on this chart, there are some other things in here I'm not going to go in detail about. Roll Call is also reporting that according to their anonymous source, Mnuchin talked to McConnell after meeting with Pelosi yesterday, and McConnell implied that he just might be able to swing enough Republican votes on the supposed $1.62 trillion plan. But drama, drama. A McConnell spokesman apparently denied that claim. Reportedly missing from Mnuchin's proposal, at least according to Roll Call, is the automatic booster, such as the third stimulus check that was in the Problem Solvers Caucus proposal. Because you'll remember that in the clip I showed you yesterday, Mnuchin said he would be offering to Pelosi something like the Problem Solvers Caucus proposal. So it looked like, as I speculated, Mnuchin went for something more like the base Problem Solvers model without the boosters. Now let's talk about what has gone on this morning. Pelosi had a call this morning with other House Dems, and just going off what reporters who listened in on the call have said and tweeted, Pelosi said that she and Mnuchin are still way off on state and local funding, but closer on healthcare and small business. Apparently unhappy with Mnuchin's $1.6 trillion offer yesterday, it sounded like Pelosi wants him to go higher, and that's something is not better than nothing when it comes to a stimulus bill. I don't necessarily agree with that. So what's the takeaway here? It is a marginally good sign that the House did postpone the vote on the updated HEROES Act last night, but Pelosi and Mnuchin are still almost $600 billion apart, just on a top line, with even more disagreement about the details. They will speak again today, and we'll have to wait to hear what transpires. Meanwhile, House Republicans do have their discharge position on the floor that, if successful, would force a vote on a PPP extension. And of course, we have Senate Republicans to contend with as well. All right, let's move on to unemployment. Weekly job claims came out this morning, as usual, at 837,000, marginally fewer than last week. Of course, that number doesn't include the roughly 600,000 PUA applications as well. In terms of LWA, I am thrilled to report that people are reporting getting paid in Oregon. So now Oregon is purple on my map. More people in California are reporting that they are receiving their fifth week of lost wages assistance. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.